protected. Be protected among the clouds. For trust not in the shadows of a evil umbrella that attempts to hide its wickedness. Oh, the Most High sees all. But be under the wings of the Most High, under the clouds, upon holy grounds. Rejoice in Him. And mock not those who are being judged, for they had their chance. They mocked you. No need to return mockery. You are not a mocking soul. You are far higher than that. If you stumble upon a small bug in a field, why ponder on crushing it? It is beneath you and small. For the things that we cannot handle or control, the Most High controls. Worry not. Represent Him well. Represent the All well. For at times I hate to use He and Him, for the Most High is even greater than that. The farther is the closest in which I like to use. The Father. The Father. The Father that created all things, male and female, light and darkness, day and night, evening and morning, morning and evening. Let not the beast teach you your ordinances, for the beast comes with deceit, with a snare, for you to cast your con tracks with it. Yes, with it. To con you and lay a deceitful track away from the path. So there are agreements and honest and true words upon agreement with faithful people, but many times we see this not so in our days. A deceitful tool to keep you broke, hungry, and not full, poor in spirit and in motivation, when you shall be motivated and magnified in spirit of holiness. Did He not render the Holy Ghost, the Holy G-host, the Holy God host, the host of goodness, that even hosts you? Be held by the strong hand that drops not His children when His children come to Him. Or a father surely loves his child, his children, his son he sent. So who can send their child, their firstborn, like this day, Sunday, the first day, the firstborn, into the world, something so precious to you, your first, and to be taken away from you, just like in the days of captivity, being stripped away from families, the Most High was always with you. We had to answer to sin, to the spiritual ass whooping upon us. For I curse it not, discern. for they curse in darkness and secret, using all these bizarre tools and actions, doing bizarre things just to curse thee. That is surely a curse upon them. Play not with these things or these dominions, these principalities. Do not fool with them, nor fear them not. Fear the Most High. The Most High created all things, positive and negative, good and bad, to keep you upon the path of righteousness and not to be conned upon a track in which a rusty and burning train, yes, a rusty, old, ugly, wicked, and burning train that is going so fast forward into the pit and hellfire. These places are true. Even though there's etymologies, metaphysical aspects, and esoterics and all these things. Know the codes. For church was given and is given to you to preserve the word and preserve those things of spirit of God. But we are in days that we shun the true and good preachers who stay by the true word. And next we have the Israel lights. Ra, the El, the gods, and the light. Even though spelled L-I-T-E and S to N to show a group. And then you had the those orders that deal with sacred geometry, metaphysics, chem, Kemetics. And these three have qualities, but when separate, you see them falling at times, false preachers, evangelists who are more like psychologists and psychiatrists. Psychologists and psychiatrists. And not pastors. Some Israelites building camps, not knowing that their camp is eternal and ordinances were already there. Why build something new when new shall be made by the Most High? In these things there are goods and bads. We shall get this together. Ponder. Think. Meditate. For usually I speak of dreams, visions upon dreams. And yes, I have recently. But sometimes things are private for yourselves, depending on what has been revealed to you. There's no need in this session to speak on what was revealed. Something that deals with personal things. But nothing negative. Beautiful. Family. Freedom. For your days may come in goodness and greatness. The Most High may grace you in the end, depending on your walk. But those who hearken not are positioned for hellfire, for burning, for gnashing of teeth, for heat, to be intensified upon them. But year by year, it gets colder and hotter. Year after year, the winters bring more of a frost, and the summers bring nothing but abundance of heat, more and more, year by year. These things were forewarned upon the people in the past. For since 2010, I have expressed my heart in many ways through arts, writing, speaking, and communicating. But I do not stand before you to say I am the only. For there are many he sends and have sent before us to keep us upon the path. Think. Meditate, pray. For I pause to let the words and the ideas and this vision to ponder upon your mind, to think things through. I do this from my heart, not for fame or fortune. The Most High sees my heart, and even if I did not feel the eyes upon greatness upon me, isn't it not natural to still do what is righteous, irregardless? To give respect first so you can gain it back. To be around those of good stature, of goodness and love and peace. For evil fills all flesh. Evil cares not how much melanin you have or the lack thereof. But the sons of God, the children, the descendants are surely marked by goodness and proof. Yes, we are proof. And then poof, we are gone into eternity of goodness. Cry not, for you had your chance. See this not as wild. See it as true. Sure. But only see it as true if you find it in your heart. It is true by edification, by confirmation, by seeing, by studying, by feeling. For some could just hear this word and know it resonates with them. It fills their hearts and souls with light. Close your eyes at times, and you will see that light magnify in you, I promise. Have faith. For yet there are many things to be expressed. For I do not all the time prepare myself with notes or other things, but led by the Spirit, surely. I am not a part of any secret occult or cult. I have joined not a fraternity, a brotherhood, for this world is my brotherhood. My people are my lodge. For the closest thing that I had to that was the military. But we live in days to where we look down on this. For in the beginnings, when the melanated ones joined forces with the foreigners to fight for these lands, they still got no reward, but had to fight, or a new master they would serve. Well, we speed up until these times and see more of the things that we fight for and more of gaining some preservedness from our actions. This is a good thing to protect that is which holy unto you but do not fight from a campaign of deceit that you see upon TV, upon radio, or whatever communication that this modern day uses. For when you join, you shave your head. Where did I get that from? You are made new. There's ranking. There's order. Where does that come from? All these things that are being mimicked through these society things, these things of groups, these things of government, or what keeps us in order, has mimicked and mirrored itself to our ancient things. Please know that. Do not get big-headed like the beasts do. You are a divine nature manifesting in flesh, a divine thing, so brilliant. Please see your soul that is mirrored by the fountain of life, of eternity, that reflection of you. Look through the sparkles. Walk up to it. And as the waters trickle and pool together into a pool, right, a pool of water, and look down upon it, and I guarantee your reflection shall be brilliant. For we only see this flesh and this physical, but we feel, you feel your spirit, you feel your soul, feel it more. Don't run away into this world, into the everyday things of this world. Run to you. There's something sparking within you already. Your source of joy that is connected to your Heavenly Father forever. Forever shine. Forever shine. Forever shine your light, thus said the Lord. In many ways this is said and revealed and commanded unto you by your Lord, thus said the Lord. For the Most High grace you with his presence, dwelling among the living. Yes. Grace you with his presence by sending his son. Grace you with his presence by sending his flock, his children, his angels, his shepherds. Grace you with his presence by creating the animals, the flock, the fowl, the birds, the animals of the sea, the animals upon land, the trees and plants and all these other things that we misuse and rape this world of its materials and create things and sell things that belong to her. The Most High created all these things and has given it to her. But we rape our own mother, going to lands that are not ours and stealing its resources and to sell it back to us. When we dealt not with this system, we preserved all things. We built together. We grow together, having no need for a defiled system. But yet we had sin, and which is why we have fallen. If you know and discern your true history, see it, and turn back and come to him, he shall surely magnify you. Have faith. Follow the sun rays that shine always. For even the stars at night give light. Does not the scientist say that the sun is a star among you in many ways? See these divine symbols that are upon us shining and almost blinding us, and we still see not. So be very afraid that the next phase will be surely blindness. For you have not sought out to see the light shining, and have not accepted this light upon closing eye and having a divine eye upon it to fill your temple within you. Worship not other idols. Worship your heavenly Father, the creator of all things. And this I do pray. Amen.